This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial started in New York on Monday, an historic first in the U.S. for a former leader of the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the courthouse.
The trial brought out Donald Trump defending himself against allegations of falsifying business records to hide alleged stories of extramarital affairs during the 2016 campaign. It also brought out Ron Sinibaldi, one of the very few members of the public to get a seat in the overflow courtroom. He says he began lining up before midnight to see history.
I go to these things basically. Number one is because the first president of the United States, in my, as far as I understand it, that's ever been at a criminal trial.
He says it's not about political party. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Iranians rallied on Monday in the capital, Tehran, showing their support for its drone and missile attack on Israel over the weekend. Iran launched explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first direct attack on Israeli territory, a retaliatory strike that raised the threat of a wider regional conflict as the U.S. pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Iran had vowed retaliation for what it called an Israeli strike on its Damascus consulate on April 1st that killed 7 officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including 2 senior commanders. Armed Israeli settlers shot dead 2 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank on Monday, hours after Israeli forces killed a Palestinian teen during a military raid, officials said. Monday's violence brought to 8 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces or armed settlers since Friday. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization issued an alert on Monday warning drug makers of 5 contaminated batches of an ingredient used in medicinal syrups that appear to have been falsely labeled as manufactured by Dow Chemical units in Asia and Europe. The Drug Regulatory Authority of Pakistan issued 3 alerts between January and March over high levels of an industrial solvent known to be toxic, found in drums purportedly made by subsidiaries of Dow Chemical in Thailand, Germany, and Singapore. Contaminated cough syrups made in India and Indonesia have been linked to deaths of more than 300 children globally since late 2022. The medicines led to acute kidney injury and death. An aid conference in Paris is hoping to raise financial aid for war-torn Sudan. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Sudan's conflict has destroyed homes and infrastructure, created the world's biggest displacement crisis, and killed thousands of civilians. But efforts to help millions of people driven to the verge of famine have been held up by continued fighting, restrictions imposed by the warring sides, and demands on international donors from other crises across the world. On Monday, the first anniversary of the conflict, an aid conference was being held in Paris. One diplomatic source said that it's hoped donors will contribute well over €1 billion for Sudan.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Zimbabwe's recently introduced gold-backed currency is sliding on the local black market, but officials insist the currency is getting stronger and has a bright future. Columbus Mabhunga reports from Harare.
That's a song on radio to encourage citizens to embrace the gold-backed currency called Zimbabwe Gold, or ZiG, introduced on April 5, trading at 13.56 to the US dollar. Officials say ZiG is now trading at 13.41, but on the black market it is around 20. Social media is awash with people and traders, including government departments, refusing to take the outgoing Zimbabwe currency. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
Thousands of Georgians protested on Monday as lawmakers came to blows as ruling party legislators gave the initial go-ahead for a debate on a bill on foreign agents that has been criticized by Western and domestic critics as Russian-inspired. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.